1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. It's also your home for the adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals and Robin Mays. Good morning.
Morning.
And Laura Hurley, my lovely assistant, is here, the pet handler.
Baby's in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that little fluffy.
I just always want to be with the where the
white cat.
Are.
Beautiful. Looks like a cotton ball. Two different color eyes.
Yes. Not something you see every day.
No.
This is not a typical one.
Did you name her? Did you name her Bowie?
Is that true?
Yeah.
David Bowie has two different colors.
Yeah, it was from an injury though. Like he wasn't born that way, but he did scratch, and they had
really?
To.
I did. Okay, I will be Googling that when I leave.
Rumor has it that's the only reason he got a record deal. No, that's not true.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of Bowie. I think he's fantastic. I'm going to have to hold her before you leave. What is her name?
Her name is Doris Day.
Doris Day. Why?
Yes. Why? Because they left me alone to name a pet again, and which I think my naming rights have been revoked. But no, I was struggling one day. She was found by somebody. She had been hit by a car.
Aww.
A little scared, hurt. She'd been at the vet for a little while, recovering, then to foster. We've had a wonderful foster that...
What kind of injuries from the accident?
You know, I am trying to remember that's what it's like in doing shelter and rescue stuff. There's everything starting to blur.
Yeah.
I believe this one also had a little upper respiratory, but everything is healed. I think it was on your face, wasn't it?
Can I hold her?
She's so tiny. Is she just a young thing or is
this
she just
is,
a
this
tiny?
This is a young thing. She is only probably 4 or 5 months.
Oh, just
but
not
she,
even...
Hey, baby.
She had her spay last week, so she is ready for a home. It'll need to be a quiet home, and she does great with other cats. Foster had other cats, and she
loves you, Stephen.
Well, how could she not?
Well, let me count the ways.
Get these little artichoke ears. I want to just rip it over and eat it.
And yeah, she two different colored, one yellow, one blue, or gold.
Yeah.
Don't you take off because we'll never find you. Yeah. You're too scared.
She's purring. Maybe she does like me.
She does. She does better when she's held. In fact, one of the volunteers held her Saturday, and they both about fell asleep. But where you going, kid?
Oh, she's trying to get away.
She's heard about that area behind the console with all the wires.
These wires.
Yes.
But should I let her go? See where she goes?
Sure.
The other cats have clued her in. Oh my gosh, she's precious. Do that again.
I think that's the word, is precious.
She is.
Look at that little face.
She precious. Yeah, she precious.
She's heavier than I would expect.
Yes.
Heavier than she looks.
She's thick.
Oh, yeah. She likes the soundboard.
Hi,
there you go.
Don't step on this because you'll shut the... microphone off.
Hi, Pumpkin.
I'm going to take off on you people.
Hi. Oh, she likes to be pet. Oh, yes.
I love
being
held.
Yeah, look at that.
So what once initially looked like a little nervousness has now become, wow, this place is pretty cool.
Yep. This place has people and pets and cables that I can unplug.
That I can chew on. Yum.
This is a hard question to answer, I would think, for you. Do the animals struggle to get enough attention when you're at capacity?
Yes.
That's heartbreaking a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, and good question, because I was thinking about that this morning. We were looking at a really recent hoarding case with 60 horses, and it was, of course, in Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
And we were talking about how can a person or even a couple of people take care of 60
Jeez.
Animals, let alone horses. Which horse people tell me they're like big dogs. So how does, you get to, when you call shelters and rescues because you are done with your pet, you don't want the pet, you had a change in lifestyle, and you're upset because they can't take your pet, you get some people that'll come in and say, well, there's some space, you guys have space. Well, it's not about space.
It's about everything.
It's about capacity. It's about, do we have enough volunteers to come in and care for them? Is there funding to do all the vetting? Because every animal that hits our doors is, as you know, is vetted and checked out. And So yeah, it's about capacity, not do you have room.
Physical it's room.
We can stick cages up and we can put them in a cage and there you go. But
they're going to need attention.
Yes, they will need care. And
yeah,
that's what it's about.
More with Voice for Companion Animals and Robin Mays and this beautiful little Doris Day cat. We'll do that next. This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing your dream into reality for all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes, and superior service. Pro Team Design, check them out on Facebook or proteamdesign.com.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Completely white. There's not another color on her. Wow.
No,
it's so amazing. Pretty. It's amazing. If it's any consolation, everyone is rallying around what you guys do.
Yeah, we're so grateful. This weekend, Saturday, we will be at Petco doing a Clear the Shelter event. And it's kind of nice right now. We've got some cats and kittens that we definitely need to get out. We're kind of limiting the dog intake because coming back this week and being up for adoption very soon, we have a mom husky Catahoula mix who gave birth. Luckily, we got her. We thought we had about a month before she was giving birth. She surprised us. It was a week to a litter of puppies that by the time it was all said and done, we had three. So we're grateful that we were there.
Yeah.
But they are, what are they now, 6 weeks? So they'll be vetted soon, going up for adoption soon. So you're going to see them on our Facebook page. So
fantastic.
Talk about capacity. You can go from one dog and three little puppies to now we got four dogs.
Right.
You're listening to your Voice for Companion Animals, adorable, adoptable pet of the week with all white kitten, two different color eyes. Doris Day?
Doris Day.
She's adorable. Can I rename her if I adopt her?
Sure.
I think I would name her Fluffernutters. And I'm not really sure why.
That's easy to say when you're calling her.
Fluffernutters. Look, she's paying attention. Maybe it was just a tone of my voice.
Is it
but
your tone?
Do they still make fluff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Marshmallow fluff.
Oh,
100%.
Oh. Your adorable, adoptable pet of the week is brought to you by Pro Team Design. We have to have Pro Team Design in here with us one day.
Yeah, yeah. Can we do Craig that? To come in here and
Craig,
participate in this banter.
Craig must be, I would assume, an animal lover.
Absolutely. Craig is a great guy. So, and they have a little dog that they have at their store on Old Fair Road. So when you
everybody
go there to visit.
Everybody should have an office cat or an office dog.
I would think
that's so. That's what
hint,
they have.
Hint, hint.
Well... I'm not technically, I'm just going to come right out with it. I'm allergic to cats and dogs, horses real bad. But if I don't touch my face and you don't overstay, you're welcome, which you never
that
have.
That shoots my whole idea of bringing a horse in next time.
Yeah.
Bummer.
But let me ask.
Riding a horse down 281 to come visit you.
That I'd have to see.
That would be a spectacle, yes.
Maybe we brand the logo on the horse's rear thigh, 107.7.
No, you're done. No. Nope,
most stations have a station van. We have a station horse.
Horse. Yes, we have station animals.
Hey, let me ask you, does Voice for Companion Animals do anything at the Nebraska State Fair?
We do not because it's a really long fair.
Yeah.
We looked into it, especially when they, you know, first came, things like that. But we have not. It's really hot.
Yeah.
It's really hot out there.
That's
I wonder about, and this is off the top of my head, I wonder like an air-conditioned booth in one of the buildings where we can go get some animal therapy. I wonder how many people would stop in and hold a cat for 10 minutes.
I think they call that the birthing pavilion.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call that.
Okay, you're right. They already have that.
You get to hang out with baby piglets. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they have the goats.
Piglets are cute.
And the cow.
Piglets are cute. They're no cat.
Well, no.
To me.
They don't cuddle up on your lap like a kitty cat does.
Unless you're covered in mud.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right.
Is Doris Day ready now for adoption?
Doris Day is ready now.
Oh, gosh, she's purring so loud. She is ready.
So she will be, of course, we're open on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Mm. Well, like I said, we're at the Clear the Shelter event at Petco from 11 to 2 on this coming Saturday. I don't know if she will be there. I think she will be there.
If she wants to be there.
She's cute. She's going to get adopted really quick.
Yeah, she's a beautiful cat. Crying.
Robin, as always, thanks for what you do. And thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
I'm going to have to hold her again one more time before you leave.
Yes. Okay, sanitize your hands.
Oh, yes.
Your old friend. Why the ass in the face, always?
Always.
My ass on my face. This is the end that's cute.
That is a cat thing.
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.